I open the jewelry box on her dresser. The pearls are there, wrapped in a tissue. They feel cool to the touch, and I try to picture them on Scarlett. She'd probably wear them to school next year with her fuzzy blue sweater. I'd sit in back of her in class and watch her twirl the strand around her finger. Other girls would want to borrow them, but she wouldn't let them because I gave them to her. After finding a box and wrapping the pearls with leftover Christmas paper, I sign my name on a card and head over to Scarlett's. Crossing the town square, I imagine her opening the gift and being speechless because she's never received anything as nice from Juan. She'll look at me with those baby blues and wonder why she overlooked my obvious good qualities. But no one is home at Scarlett's house. Time is running out, and if I don't act quick, Scarlett will be back together with Juan. Before heading home, I leave the gift between the front and screen doors. The minute I set foot in our house, I see Mom's velvet painting of Hank Williams hanging over the sofa and the framed form letter from Tammy Wynette. Guilt fills up in me from head to toe. It was a stupid idea. Maybe if I race over to Scarlett's on my bike right now, I might be able to get